Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on WVQCLP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. Now broadcasting from the Crosley Telecommunications Center and Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. WVQCLP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening to WVQC 95.7 and Hemp Rock Radio. Do you wanna marijuana? Do you wanna marijuana with me? Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery on WVQCLP Cincinnati 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420 here on WVQCLP 95.7 FM. Low power to the people. The program you're listening to is a rerun with John Sinclair for Hash Bash. Tune in for John Sinclair Live on Hemp Rock Radio.
Let's go ahead and roll this clip. This is, of course, on behalf of John Sinclair and, of course, the 40th anniversary of the Hash Bash that was kicked off by his bust in, it was 1971, Adam?
The first Hash Bash was in 72.
72.
Okay. John was released in prison in December of 71. And Hash Bash was his. When we come back, let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So it's Hemp Rock Radio, of course. Let Burn Man roll up clip number 11, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Of course, you know who this is. Listen to the story and the song about John Sinclair. We'll be back.
Let him be, set him free. Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
All right, it is, of course, Hemp Rock Radio. And, of course, on the line with us, as I promised, is the man himself, John Sinclair. Very special guest calling us from Chicago to discuss what's going on with his stuff and, of course, the Hash Bash this weekend. John, how are you doing today?
Hi, Lynn. I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. I thank you for all the troubles of trying to get in, and I know you were doing another show up in Chicago, so I hope everything went well.
Yeah, I was doing a show with Nick Tremulous.
Wonderful. And, of course, you know, I have to say that I am proud to have one of my favorite DJs on the line with us here. Now,
thank you.
You know, as I said on the phone a minute ago, I was teasing you. I still really wanted to, at some point, have you on while you're on Radio Free Queen City here from Radio Free Amsterdam. Are you still doing that show out in Amsterdam?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, tell us about that.
Seventh year.
Fantastic.
RadioFreeAmsterdam.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, do you do that live or is that pre-recorded? How's that done?
Oh, I make little one-hour programs and then I post them.
So, okay, pre-recorded. Well, you know, that's the beauty of the Internet. I think it's fantastic.
I pretend like I'm live.
Exactly.
Now, I'm live while I'm talking.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, I want to let people remind people who you are. Of course, you were a DJ in Ann Arbor, right, back in the 70s?
Yeah, Ann Arbor, Detroit, New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, New Orleans, too. And
I was on WWOZ for 12 years.
Wonderful. Well, you know, a lot of people don't know that that's what kicked off Hash Bash, that you got busted for two joints for 10 years. And we played earlier in the show, of course, the song from John Lennon.
Oh, great.
John Sinclair played that. And so tell people, you know, we've only got a few minutes left in the show. And, well, we got about 15 minutes left with you.
I'm having lunch at Buddy Guy's Club right now. My gumbo's sitting there waiting for me.
Well, we can't let you. Cannot let your gumbo go cold. Well, real quick, tell us, of course, your feelings on what's happened with what happened with you back in the day and where we've come today, and about the Hash Bash a little bit.
Well, fortunately, my problems ended 40 years ago when I was released from prison.
Thank God.
For possession of two joints. I did 2.5 years out of a 9.5 to 10 year sentence.
Crazy.
John Lennon came to Ann Arbor and a bunch of other people, and right after that, they let me out. That was 1971, a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know I saw the video. There's a documentary out about the story as well. Is that still able to be found for people to purchase?
Yeah.
And do you know where they can find that? Do you have a site for that?
Which one? You mean U.S. versus John Lennon?
Mine
is
yours.
By the great Cincinnati filmmaker Steve Gebhardt.
Wonderful. I did not know that.
20 to life.
20 to life. That's it. Now, can they find that on johnsinclair.us?
I think they have to go to Amazon or somebody.
Okay. Well, I know it's a great video. It tells the story and has, you know, I love the scene where you're being released from jail.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Happiest moment of my life so far.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, you know, I want to get some feelings from you real quick. I knew that you knew John and Yoko, but how does that feel to know that, especially after all the years that he's been gone, that he and Yoko came out and protested and wrote that song on behalf of you? I mean,
it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is such a great thing. And you know, what more can be said about that? So now you're going to be at the Hash Bash this weekend, of course.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday, and after the official festivities, we have the Monroe Street Fair a block away that goes on all afternoon. And then I get to play with a band called Mac Pods at the Flying Pig that night.
Yeah, the Mac Pods. You can get them at the Mac.
We do that every year now.
Yeah, their website is the Mac Pods with a Z on the end .com. And
yeah,
check them out.
People.
Yeah, now I know it's going to be good weather, so it should be a great time. Now, I hear from Adam that Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, is going to join you in the Dyad.
Oh, very good.
Oh, you did not know that? Oh, I think
I don't know.
We might have had an exclusive there.
I've been in New Orleans for the Mardi Gras, and then I was in Mississippi and Arkansas, and I'm in Chicago tomorrow. I'll be in Detroit.
Fantastic, so
fantastic. Catch up when I get there.
Yeah. Now, do you actually live most of the time in Amsterdam?
As much as I can get away with.
I was going to say, you lucky dog.
Yeah. Well, it's not all luck.
Yeah. Now tell me, since you are over there, what's going on over there? I know that the I guess it's the conservative parties. I'm not really sure what they're called in that country. Are trying to get the dispensaries closed first, and if not that, then limited to just the locals. How are they doing on that? How's our end?
Well, they're always trying to drive things backwards. But on the other hand, you can go to a coffee shop and buy your weed over the counter.
I know,
so that's pretty ideal to me.
Yeah, me too. Now, I know they're trying to make it so if you're not local, you won't be able to do that if you're a tourist.
They're trying. I don't think they're going to get away with it. All my friends there say it's not going to happen.
Well, I hope they're right. That was why, you know, I figured you would have a better perspective being there and knowing what, you know.
You know, the right wing, they like to rattle their sabers as much as they can. But yeah. They can't always get it out of the scabbard.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be really stupid. I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
I know the
stupid.
Most, yeah, right. I mean, that is their tourist attraction. Everybody wants to go to Amsterdam for the cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, why would we want to go if, I mean...
Well, there's a legalized prostitution that helps, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that doesn't really do anything for me.
No, but...
I approve.
For the tourists, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, and I think everything like that should be legal, but I'm not going to go to Amsterdam to see the prostitutes.
No.
You know? But I'll go there to smoke pot.
Amen. Me, too.
Yeah. So, well, real quick, I know your gumbo's getting cold, so I want to give you a couple minutes to... say anything that you would like to the folks about your experience and how to encourage people that have been in your position or are in your position on how to fight that. Of course, they won't have John.
Fight
on
back.
Their side.
Get a good lawyer and fight back.
And fight back. That's right. Fantastic. Well, John, I definitely want to have you on again in the future, but I will see you this weekend. I will let you go. We're almost at the top of the show. And
call me anytime.
Absolutely. And have a beautiful, beautiful gumbo there in Chicago at the Buddy Guy Club there. And
I'm going back there now.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And we will see you this weekend in Hash Bash.
Thanks for that. Oh, great.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was John Sinclair, and I want to thank him and, of course, Adam Brook for getting him on the phone for us from Chicago at the Buddy Guy Club and Restaurant. That would be a cool place to go. Great talking to John Sinclair, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him numerous times. And matter of fact, he has some of our Hemp Rock T-shirts, by the way. And so I will hopefully run into him at the Bash this weekend and see what's going on there. Again, that is High Noon on the Diag down on the University in Ann Arbor. The song that I'm going to roll into is from John Sinclair off the New Prohibition CD, A Musical History of Hemp, and his clip called George Washington. This is John Sinclair. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. We'll be back with John Sinclair after the break.
This is the father of our country, George Washington. I'm a man of cultivation, and I cultivate my own. I've examined every aspect of how the herb is grown. Sawing hemp for rope and sales requires no attention, but reaping potent smokables calls for intervention. The potency of the female plant decreases post-fertilization. I regret to say I arrived too late to make the separation. You see, the hemp behaves like human beings. Each one has a sex. Trying to keep the two apart has made us nervous wrecks. Nervous wreck. Sounds like some sort of diseased dinosaur. Look, I'm not trying to make waves. I have to confess to protect my reputation. No, I'm not gay. I smoke hemp. What you people call rope tobacco, reefer, gauge, grass, weed, pot, boo, bud, shit. In my day, we called it hemp. Not unlike today's United States, the 13 colonies' largest cash crop was hemp. Here I am, this supposed monument to integrity, and I sit here with my hands tied behind my back, watching otherwise law-abiding citizens get hauled off to the hoosegow for harvesting hemp. certainly not what the architects of our society had envisioned. Depressing, isn't it? The whole country is on the pot. How can I start a revolution with no help? The morale of my troops will certainly droop if we stoop to stems and seeds. I'll have to cop from Jefferson to satisfy our needs. To satisfy our needs. Now Tommy's mellow in Monticello, toking up and writing down those grand ideals since we smoked and spoke and joked about the future of this land. I think I understand just how he feels. We hold these truths to be self-evident, etc. Down to the parts we like the best. To protect our own indulgences, we guarantee the pursuit of happiness.
The program you're listening to is a rerun with John Sinclair for Hash Bash. Tune in for John Sinclair Live on Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
That's right. It is 95.7 FM, and it is WVQC, and I have my very, very special guest on the line waiting patiently to come on with us. John Sinclair, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing today, John?
So far, so good.
And God willing, you're right, and I appreciate you calling in. And I wanted you to...
I was curious about what that record was you played.
The one that just ended? The one with you?
Well, it sounded like me.
Yeah, that sounded like you. Yeah, that was you from the New Prohibition, A Musical History of Hemp CD, and your George Washington clip. I played that special.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Mark Bingham's album?
I think so. It's got a bunch
of
different artists.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that. I said, man, that guy sounds just like me. That's funny, huh?
That is so funny, John. I'm so glad you called in when you did and you were able to hear that.
Oh, man, that made my day. Okay, cool.
Well, very cool. I'm so glad I made your day.
I'm thinking, man, I got somebody trying to sound like me. Oh, great.
You forgot about that thing, huh? I'm so glad that you heard that. So, of course, a lot of people don't know, and I'm going to let them know you are John Sinclair. You are the reason that Hash Bash happens, and now in its 41st year. And, of course, you got busted back in Ann Arbor, correct?
No, in Detroit.
In Detroit. You got busted, actually, in the city of Detroit.
1966.
And how long did you actually do for that? I know you got 10 for two, the two joints, but...
I did 2.5 years in prison for 2 marijuana cigarettes.
Wow. And there is a documentary out about that, correct, with you in it?
Yeah, it's called 20 to Life.
20 to Life.
Times of John Sinclair.
Wow.
By Steve Gebhardt, the Cincinnati filmmaker.
Well, nice. Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Got that.
Hi, Steve.
Cincinnati connection. I hope he's tuned in. Fantastic. So now you, of course, will be kicking off the Hash Bash this week. You'll be at the Diag speaking, as well as your spoken word artistry at the Monroe Street Fair.
Monroe Street Fair, yeah.
Yeah. And
great event.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Boy, the last time I was there, they doubled the vending ability, and there was so many more people. Of course, it was a nice day. What's the weather calling for this Saturday, do you know?
Well, that I don't know. If it's nice, it'll be terrific.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
Day.
The thing on Monroe Street is just fantastic.
Is they say 65? 65 degrees it's supposed to be, John.
Oh, very good.
So that'll be, I think, the warmest
well,
it's ever been.
If the sun's out, it'll be very nice.
Yeah. Boy, I remember 20 degrees one year.
Yeah. I've been out there when it was very cold and rainy also.
Yeah, yeah. So now we, at the top of the show, kicked off with a song from Shotgun Soul. And to end the show, we're going to have a clip from Chief Greenbud, who will be coming up from Nashville, Tennessee, to headline now. But so now, you know, obviously, you more than a lot of people know what this drug war is all about. What do you feel about what happened yesterday at Oaksterdam University out in California?
Well, I just look at this as the death throes of the industry called the war on drugs.
Yeah.
It's inevitable that this is going to end and that we're going to be victorious, that's the way I look at it. And for some idiotic reason, the federal government has decided to place itself in the opposition in this, and it's just crazy. I think they're holdovers from the Bush administration, but I don't know why my president was letting them do this.
So now, you are still doing Radio Free Amsterdam, correct?
Yes.
How often
now
are...
Now more than ever.
And so that, what's the website for folks to listen to that show?
RadioFreeAmsterdam.com.
RadioFreeAmsterdam.com. Now, of course, you know, right now we're on Radio Free Queen City.
Yes, I know.
So now, how often do you get over to Amsterdam these days?
Well, as often as I can get away with it, I'll be back there in May, God willing.
Well, I'm curious to know, because you're in the heart of things over there, what is going on with the laws over there? I know that the last I heard, they put it on the table for a year to wait to see about passing the law that says only locals can buy cannabis in the shops.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that. Their idea is to turn them into private clubs with registered members, the registry of which would be available to the government to
Terrible.
Check up on who. Yeah, it's just ugly as sin.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know, these people are nuts. I don't understand it. I think God talks to them in their sleep or something, or their idea of what is God.
Right. I was going to say their
Not
idea.
Not my God.
Not my know. God.
My God created marijuana.
Right.
For us to get high on, you know, get more godlike.
Yeah, you know.
But it's these right-wing religious fanatics. You
right.
Know? These are the people that just banned the burqa from people of the Islamic faith. You know, they want to ban the Quran. I mean, they're just out of their minds.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, I say that all the time, that they're just...
They're fixated on this marijuana issue, which, you know, for 40 years they've had a sensible drug policy in Holland. It's worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It's worked perfectly, and there's nothing wrong with it now, and they're just trying to change it because of some kind of idiotic religious beliefs, I think. There's no reasonable... explanation for it.
Here's the reasonable explanation. This is the only one that I can come up with, other than bottom line corruption, which is basically what I'm going to describe, and as you say, insanity. But, you know, there's an incident, I'm sure you remember, a decade or so ago, there was two guys that went to one of the Indian tribes that had casinos to let them know that there was another tribe across the state line that was going to put casinos up. So they said, give us millions of dollars and we'll figure out a way to stop their casinos so it doesn't hurt your business. And what did these two guys do? They went to church groups and said, oh, we've got to stop this gambling. It's terrible. It's horrible. And gave them money and got money from the local tribe in that state to get that church and church groups to oppose, you know, from the other tribe. That money was spent to pay the churches to go out and thump against those the competing casinos with the other tribe. And so these two guys pitted these two tribes against each other and got, and then went to the other tribe and said, we're going to, you know, we're not working with those guys. We only want to work with you. Give us your money and we'll help you get your casino up. So these guys were getting paid from both sides. And the church organizations were being used and given money to fight against it. And it was really all about keeping the competition out next door.
Right.
And I think that that's an element. Of course, those guys got caught and it all went to Congress and it was terrible. But I think there's an element of this that if they're not religious, they use religion to prop themselves up so then they can go get the competition's business put out of business. And I think they're just using God to get that agenda done, that they don't really believe in God, because anybody that truly believes in God knows that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You
Amen.
Know? Yeah. Amen. Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. So, speaking of prison, I know that you're very good friends with Adam Brooke. Have you been able to be in communication with him at all while he's locked up in prison in Michigan?
Yeah, I'm in his email. They have some... Yeah, I try to stay in touch with him.
So you do that on JPay?
Yeah, JPay, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, maybe what I will do is get with you off the air and get his prison number, his inmate number, and then I can do the JPay to talk to him, too, because I know how to do that, and Michigan does have that. And if people don't know what that is, it is just the letter J, pay, P-A-Y, .com. Some state prisons work with this site. Some work with it in the sense of you can email back and forth with the prisoners. Some you can actually send funds to their account that
way. Yeah, they have that too.
Yes, Michigan does do that. Some other states don't. They just do the email. So for folks that have people in prison or for folks that want to help prisoners, this is one way to do this. So if you want to help Adam... Go ahead.
If you email me, I'll send you Adam's number back.
Absolutely, I will do that. I will definitely do that.
But I'm going to be representing him at the Hedge Fest.
Very good.
The goal this year is to
very good.
Speak up and be heading to wear my free Adam Brooke T-shirt.
Very good. Very good. I actually have a picture of that.
Because he kept that thing alive for a long time.
I actually got a picture of that when I saw Dan Solano the last time. He was wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Dan's got one, too.
Yeah. I have to edit that and get it back to him with his pic, you know, with the picture of him in it. It's real funny. So I do know the shirt you're talking about. And So, people don't know. Adam Brooke has been one of the organizers for over 20 years of the Hash Bash. And,
yeah.
And with the student groups at...
he kept it going through the dark period before medical marijuana was legalized.
That's right. That's right.
It was suspect even to talk about it in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, you have a 420 birthday bash coming up?
Yeah, in Detroit at the Hastings Street Ballroom. Well, it's not my birthday. My birthday's in October, but this is our...
I was going to say, when is your birthday?
This is our 8th annual 420 party, music and art fair.
Fantastic. Well, if people don't go to D.C. for the 420, go to Michigan and Detroit for the 420 party. If that's the place to
be. More fun.
I was going to say, yours sounds like
a lot
more fun.
We aren't protesting anything. We're just celebrating 420
right.
with music and art. You know?
Exactly. Well, fantastic. Is that the old school?
What's that?
The old the building that you're having it in?
No, it's at the Hastings Street Ballroom, which is a venerable... establishment.
Okay.
In the new center area.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds like a wonderful time. So.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Now, let me see my time frame. We've got just a few minutes left before I move into, of course, now, I don't know if you've heard this, you know, but I'll save it for a few minutes because I do want to keep you on a little bit for a few more minutes. We were talking about the Oakland incident, Oaksterdam University incident.
Yes.
And, you know, Dean said the same thing. We both feel the same way that you do, that it's the last-ditch effort. And I've been saying...
It's disgusting what they're doing, federal government.
That's the same word.
The states have made it clear what they want.
Yeah.
And then these idiots just dragging these old, outdated, stupid, badly founded laws that don't have any relevance to the issue at all.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with marijuana.
Yeah. Are you aware, John, that at the same time about, you know, they started raiding the university at about 7 or so, and it was already out in information getting to people by 8. And by 10, there was a guy that went to the local 5 miles down the street Christian nursing school university and started shooting people.
Seven, oh my God.
7 people dead, 3 injured at the last count.
Oh, no.
At the exact same time, within 5 miles of the feds and the local Oakland police hassling pot smokers at the other university.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Is that not crazy? And it is.
I don't get it. In an election year, I don't know what the president thinks he's doing.
I don't know.
The weight of the electorate is in favor of legalization for the first time in American history.
Yeah.
And you'd think they'd take advantage of that to get rid of this whole this whole thing that's only benefiting the police industry. You know?
Yeah. And and here's another headline I'll share with you that also answers it. This is from the New York Times. Private businesses fight federal prisons for contracts.
Yeah.
So it's not just the police, it's the prison industry as well.
Well, yeah. But it's all founded on the police.
Yes.
And it goes to
law
the
enforcement.
Courts.
Yep.
And you think of how many prosecutors and judges they have just dealing with this stuff.
Exactly.
What is it, 80% of the people in prison are there for drug violations, not just marijuana, but drug violations.
Yeah. Yeah, I always
That's
say there's
incredible.
About it's disgusting, and that is the word that I used as well. Disgusting.
And if somebody's got a drug problem, give them some kind of social service like they do in Holland. You know, if you're a heroin addict, you can be serviced by the state and the medical industry. You know, you're not arrested and dragged to prison and stuff.
Are you aware of Ibogaine, John?
Of course.
I figured you were. And so, yeah, you know, that's illegal too. One dose can cure it.
Yeah.
And fix the problem. But, you know, let's get them addicted to methadone and Suboxone. That
makes
so much more sense.
Well, not to mention alcohol.
And
you
alcohol.
Have all the alcohol you want.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a dangerous drug if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
That stuff will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It all will. That's the
problem.
I don't
know. Just as how long are they going to drag this corpse around in front of us? That's the way I look at it. Give it up. The vote, like in Michigan, the voters voted for medical marijuana 2-1.
Yeah.
And the guy who led the charge against the Medical Marijuana Act, Bill Shewitt, is now the Attorney General of Michigan. He lost in trying to keep this from being law, but now they're trying to block all the provisions of the Medical Marijuana Act. In Michigan, they shut down the dispensaries, they raid people. He goes around the state conducting seminars with law enforcement officials, tell them how they can get around the law and still harass people and seize their assets. I'm sorry, I just get wound up when I think about this because it's so ugly.
It is.
You know, in my day, they had the damn rationale that the public was supporting. That's what the public wanted them to do.
Yeah.
But now they can't say that anymore.
Right.
The public's made it so clear on this, and now it's becoming naked power wielding, you know?
That's all it is just blatant power wielding. And you say, well, what's wrong with the president? You know, I ask myself all the time under these circumstances and the conditions that they've put us all in. You know, he started out, even before he was running for president, saying the drug war should end, marijuana should be legal. He said
That's
it during
one of the
debates.
Reasons we elected
That's
him.
Why we elected him. And now he did the turnaround, of course. So my question is this, did he become corrupt after he took office, or did he become threatened and his family has been put in a position where he has to go along with the program?
Well, I don't know, but you're up against the police and the courts
and the mob and the cartels
and all
of it. And the oil industry, they're the oil cartels.
Who wants marijuana legalized less than a drug cartel?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're benefiting greatly on this, and they have these wars. The president's engaged in this whole dialogue with Mexico right now.
Right.
Trying to bring them for Mexico lately. He says, well, all this is going to the United States, and all the guns are coming from the United States.
Yep.
And arming these people. If you guys would just give it up. And then there's starting to be some pressure from other Central American countries.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to me.
Me too.
Joe Biden just went down there and he said, well, we won't even tell, you know, there's no chance we're going to do anything.
Shut
up.
Did anybody really expect anything different coming out of Joe Biden, who was the guy who got the RAVE Act passed?
Yeah, and I know.
Yeah, he was my only concern when we were supporting Obama. I was like, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah.
He's already screwed a bunch of people. But, you know, one of the things that I want to mention because of discussing about some of the presidents down there, I mentioned this during the Dean segment earlier, one way that you can get away from, for instance, Mid-Eastern oil. Besides having an ethanol vehicle like I do, which can run on corn and then hemp when we can finally grow hemp.
Right.
But and Dean's in Texas, as you know, and out of Texas, for people who travel a lot, Flying J's and pilots, I don't support, this is not a commercial, this is just a personal consumer choice here. I like to buy gas from them because I know it's Texas oil. They're Texas families only. And they have their own wells, and I don't think they're getting foreign oil. But now on foreign oil, there is a foreign oil that I do support, and you can get this all over Michigan. Unfortunately, we're a little bit south of you guys, and the people around here during the whole Iraqi war and the oil stuff that started happening, they started going, oh, well, we can't have oil from Venezuela. That guy's terrible down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
no,
they switched to the BPs and Shells, so I won't go to those stations anymore. No. I love to go into a Citgo gas station. Venezuela.
Yeah, there's
oil.
Also one that starts with a V, too. They got those here in Detroit.
What's
that? Venezuelan.
Oh, which one is that?
I forget the name of it. This thing starts with a V. I don't drive, so I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but it is one thing that people can do.
I don't have to buy any goddamn
gas. Yeah, that's it. That's the best alternative. But yeah, that, you know, people can go to those gas stations and support those countries' oil instead. We know that Hugo Chavez wants to end this drug war. He tried to send oil to the victims of Katrina when that happened, and the Bush administration said, oh, no, we can't have your oil. Screw you.
Right.
You know?
They had their own oil.
Yeah, exactly, all over the water. Yeah. So that's what I like. You know, I like to quote Roger Waters from his song off of his Amused to Death CD, It's a Miracle. By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. So I say, buy hemp, buy Venezuelan oil, put your money where your mouth is, things like that.
Amen.
So, yeah. So that's one thing I'll plug real quick for Elvie Musica. She, on 420, and some folks have started a thing that on 420, if you can't go to an event, and even if you can, only put your money into hemp that day. Don't buy anything else. So there you go. John, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Stay on the line because I don't know if you've heard this song. If you have, you're allowed to hang up. But, you know, I played your rerun yesterday from last year, so I don't want to do some repeats. So I didn't get to play this song last year that aired again yesterday. So I'm going to play this today. This is a cover, of course, of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Plastic Ono Band song On Behalf of You, called John Sinclair, of course. You know the song well. Do you know the cover of that by Blind Melon?
Sure.
Oh, well, then you don't need to listen, but a lot of folks don't know. But I wanted to, of course, end our segment with that because, you know, it's Hash Bash. I got to play it this week.
Yeah.
But I'm just so honored to have you on again and appreciate all the work that you've been put in a position to do.
Thank you.
You know, unfortunately, it took a really bad thing to happen to you to do this.
Well, that was 40 years ago. I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, but you know, it's still the point. If that didn't happen, okay, we can thank the cops that did that then, because if it wasn't for that, there wouldn't be a Hash Bash then.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
So celebrate for us. Susan will be up there. Matter of fact, I'm going to get her up there with a recorder. Maybe she can find you in the crowd.
Oh, that'd be good. I'm easy to spot.
Absolutely. That's true. You are easy to see from a distance. That's true. And that's a great
thing. I'm larger than the average bear.
Well, it's fantastic. Like I said, she's going to be a roving reporter for Hemp Rock as well as Cannabis Village and cover. So I appreciate you coming on. And I will definitely get a hold of you in email or and call you back and get information on Adam Brook. And of course, if folks want to help him, they can first go to his Facebook page. And you again.
Just write him a letter.
And JPay, that's right. I'll get that information out to people for JPay. Yeah. And once again, of course, your birthday bash in 420 is at the Hastings Street Ballroom on 420. And
April 20th.
To hear John's shows, of course, RadioFreeAmsterdam.com.
Yeah, tune in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, John. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Of course, this is it. Right now, of course, Blind Melon and John Sinclair will be back in a few minutes.
Let it be like you and me. Oh yeah. The game. That are about the legalization of marijuana. Since 1990, over 9 million people have broken the rules and got arrested for pot. That's more than the population combined from Alaska, Montana, Wyoming, and even Vermont. Seems like a lot. In 2005, over 750,000 American citizens got busted for weed. But what burns holes in my tent is 86% were arrested for possession. But what I can't believe, one of those people. A change in the law is what we need. It's time we legalize weed. Chief Greenwood is spouting about prison overcrowding, using words like reform, rally, change. Victimless crime. Marijuana isn't evil, but it's taking the blame. Don't you think that it's time for a change? So what can we do about legalization? Rally around and reform legislation and state our position. A change in the law is what we need. 'Cause it's time we legalize weed. Yeah, it's time we legalize weed. It is time we legalize.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All righty, of course, you've just tuned in to Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Hemp Trist. Is that Chief? All righty, Chief, are you there?
Yes, I am here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Wonderful.
I'm so glad you got a chance to call in. I don't know if you were listening. We just played your song, the legalization song.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to pick something out that was pertinent to what's going on today and yesterday, as well as you being now added to the bill as a headliner for the Monroe Street Fair up at Hash Bash.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. So, of course, if folks don't know who you are, you are one of the greatest musicians in our business of hemp and marijuana. And
I love you for saying that.
I love your stuff. You've been around for a long time. And I want folks to know you've won lots of awards. Tell the folks some of the awards you've won.
I've actually won 8 marijuana music awards, everything from, you know, song of the year to best male artist, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I've been nominated for 3 different High Times Doobie Awards in the last couple of years.
Wow.
That's real exciting.
It is. Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. How could you not be one of the greatest artists in our field and not get all those awards?
I just write about what I know.
Yeah. So now you are in Nashville, correct?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. What is the circumstances for marijuana in Nashville?
We have a bill in the legislation right now, but we've got a Republican House, so it doesn't look like it's going to go through this year. But it's definitely laying the groundwork for the future.
Fantastic. Yeah, we've got some stuff that we're working here in Ohio. Kentucky has some things that are trying to be pushed through, of course, on behalf of Gatewood Galbraith and stuff. So I'm curious, you know, I know that there at one time was a Normal chapter down there. Besides yourself, what are some of the activists down there, the different organizations? Are there groups, individuals?
No, we have a Normal chapter here.
There is still a Normal chapter.
Carlo Chamberlain is one of the leaders behind it.
Okay.
Monthly meetings, you know, different types of activism programs that we do.
Yeah. Fantastic. You know, it's just one of those things. There's so much out there. It's kind of hard to keep up with it state by state and city by city to know what's going on and who's being active, who's not being active, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I play kind of all over the country, so I always look at the laws on the Normal website for whatever state I'm going through or playing in, just kind of make sure.
Absolutely. And why shouldn't you? Shouldn't you be educated? Everybody should do that kind of stuff when they're traveling because, for instance, I know a lot of people like to hang things from their rearview mirror. And in some states, anything hanging on your rearview mirror is illegal, and it's an automatic pullover, and they will find your drugs if they have that excuse to do that.
Oh, I got pulled over because my GPS was not on the right side or the left side of my dash. It was in the center of the dash.
Oh.
I was like, really? And he's like, are you getting smart with me? I said, no, sir.
Every excuse in the world. Every excuse in the world.
I was going to get smart with you, but then I thought better about it.
Yeah. and I would have.
I've got a new CD coming out here in a couple of weeks.
Well, tell us about it.
Volume 3, Keeping It Simple. And one of the songs on there is called Am I Free to Go? And it basically just, you know, talks about keeping your mouth shut. You know, you don't ever have to talk to the police. Ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
That's why we have attorneys.
Yeah. Even without the attorney,
I mean,
you shouldn't.
You know, they're not there to help you. Hey, I can give you a deal if you just tell me now what, you know, they're going to use whatever you say against you in a court of law, and they tell you that right up front.
Yeah.
So why would you say anything at all?
Boy, so many people need to learn that. That's for sure. That
well,
is
tough.
For sure.
When you're in that situation, you know, you got the sweat going across your brow, and you're shaking just a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, they always say, what are you nervous for? Now the Supreme Court says that somebody being pulled over, acting nervous, is reasonable suspicion and can be searched. But I thought everybody was nervous.
Then we can take you to jail, and now we can strip search.
And now we're allowed to strip search of that. Woohoo! I bet there's going to be lots of rapists getting those jobs.
That would be, but I think you're doing same sex. So it's not like, you know, I can't be a cop and then just... you know, try to arrest a whole bunch of hot chicks.
Well, it doesn't matter, you know, boy.
There's
so
just, I mean, but where do you start? I mean, you could almost take any issue and find problems that are going on right now.
I mean,
what did they say? There were like 48,000 new laws enacted in 2012.
Probably.
Whenever, you know, we turned from December to January.
Yeah.
There were like 40-some thousand new laws that take effect. How are we supposed to even know these?
Right.
Do they ever go through and take away laws or condense laws? Let's put these laws together because they all mean the same thing.
Well, one law that they did take off the books after years was the one where you can't go to the barbershop on Sunday. That used to be a law here in Ohio.
Was it?
I swear to God.
Uncle John bathroom readers. They're just little short stories in a big thick book.
Yeah.
And
Uncle John.
Actually, a couple of the stories are about weird laws.
Yeah,
across, you know, the United States that are still on the book.
Yeah. So now...
You can't ride a horse backwards in Carson City, Nevada.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
really.
Right.
Okay, I won't do that then.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's really some crazy, stupid people in power, isn't there? Now, you know, obviously we have you on because you're going to be at Hash Bash, and I've wanted to have you on for a long time. We play your music all the time, especially your Christmas song during Christmas. We love that. And that's all well and good, and that's a lot of fun now. As you know, we had John on right before you, and he was talking about he's over it now. It's 40 years later. Well, yes and no. I mean, you're over it because you're not in the middle of the trauma anymore by it, but and it kicked off a great event, but at the same time, look what happened in Oakland at the Oakland University. So, to give us we've got a few minutes left with you, and I know that you know people are. Well, he's just the artist. Who cares? Look, you are an artist, but you are also somebody who has a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings about this drug war. So, from a perspective that you're coming from, besides you know, for instance, John Sinclair, myself, and things like that, what is your perspective on what is going on with the Oakland University?
I just read an article last night, so I don't have all the information available to make accurate decisions. But the bottom line is, it sounds like the feds came in and shut it down, and were looking for anything that was against federal law.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess, I mean, in all honesty, I hate to say it, but it looks like they're allowed to do that, because that's the way the laws are.
Yeah.
But it seems like you should listen to what the state wants, as opposed to what the entire, I mean, legalization is coming. It's just a matter of time. We all know this.
It is coming.
No offense, but we just need the older generation to pass on and retire, and let the younger generation that actually gets it. And if you just look at all the information that's been laid out about how they got cannabis illegal in the first place, that should be more than enough for an educated person to see that everyone was duped.
Yeah. They're still being duped, and I really think that it isn't. I like to say that when the old generation goes, it'll change. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that old generation that supports us, Hugh Downs, folks like him. And yet, unfortunately, the president, President Bush, different, you know, people here in Cincinnati that tried to keep the law on the books here, they're all our generation. So I don't know if it's an age thing, but I do think it's a political thing. And but it is in the last death throes, as John put it, and as our other guest, Dean Becker, in the beginning of the show, last-ditch effort. They do know that legalization's coming, and they are doing their damnedest to put that grip on even tighter to try to hold on to it, and because they know they're losing.
Well, we're shooting a video next week outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a new song off the CD. It's called It's a Long, Long Road. And it's all about the struggle and it can basically be applied to any struggle.
Yeah.
But for me, of course, it ties into the cannabis issues.
Exactly.
And I'll make sure, actually what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get you a copy of both of those songs in advance of the release, so if you'd like to play those, you're more than welcome to.
Absolutely, I would love it. I would love to do that. Fantastic. Well, I would also love to have you up in Cincinnati sometime, so I don't know when you're coming back from Hash Bash on Sunday or whatever, but you have to go through Cincinnati. So why don't you contact me? I would love to be your pit stop on the way back home. But I did want to mention real quick, the little music we were just playing in the background of our segment was called Oaksterdam Goo. That is on behalf of Oaksterdam University and Hash Bash at the same time, because you can get really gooey stuff out of Oaksterdam. But have fun at Hash Bash for sure on behalf of us. And, of course, this is Chief Greenbud. What's your website real quick?
ChiefGreenbud.com.
Fantastic. For all the really cool music, country style. And although we're hemp rock, that covers it all, as far as I'm concerned. So we're not just rock. We're, you know, there's a little bit of rock in country and a little bit of country in rock. So I can't wait to get your new stuff, and appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me on
Alrighty.
Today.
Definitely, Chief. Alrighty, we will talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you so much. Peace. Anyway, I want to thank John Sinclair and Chief Greenbud at the end. And we'll be back same time, same place, here at WVQC, LP Cincinnati, and WVQC.org, and 95.7 FM here at Radio Free Queen City. We'll see you all later. Have fun at the bash, and peace, and stay high.
You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, 95.7 FM. This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Up next is all local music on 95.7 WVQC.
Coming to you from the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative Studios, this is WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM.